From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about how a Chicago teenager is feeling after attending the UN Climate Summit to find solutions for climate change. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Men's basketball player Terrence Shannon Jr. remains suspended by the University of Illinois after being charged with rape for a September incident in Kansas. Last week, Shannon turned himself into police and posted bail before returning to Champaign. His attorney says he is innocent and has cooperated with law enforcement. IPM News reporter Colin Hyslope has more on university reaction to this case.
At a Friday evening news conference, University of Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman laid out details of the case. He says the alleged incident occurred at a bar while Illinois football played Kansas. Whitman says the allegations being investigated occurred in public.
Where TJ interacted with a young woman and the allegation was that he engaged in some inappropriate touching of her in the course of that interaction.
Whitman says that although the incident was in September, the university was not made aware until December. Shannon Jr.'s first court appearance has been scheduled for January 18th in Douglas County, Kansas. I'm Colin Hyslope, IPM News.
South and Central Illinois residents who rely on Ameren for gas and electricity may soon notice a change in their monthly bills. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, Ameren Illinois customers can expect a drop in their gas rates, but an increase in their electrical bills.
These rate changes follow two separate decisions from the Illinois Commerce Commission last year. Both slashed rate hike requests from utility providers like Ameren. These decisions were seen as victories for consumer advocates, like Sarah Moskowitz of the Citizens Utility Board.
In this decision, the commissioners basically said, you know, now may not be the time to be sinking millions and millions of dollars into a gas system that we, within the next few decades, may actually be moving away from.
According to Ameren, gas rates will decrease on average $17 over the winter months. On the other hand, new electrical rates will go up on average $4 per month. I'm Will Bauer.
This new year, Illinois lawmakers are trying to improve the mental health of college students. Emily Hayes has more.
Since 2012, K-12 students in the state have been allowed to take 5 days off a year for mental health. Senator Dave Kaler says college students have asked for the excused absences too.
Especially if they're trying to work part-time jobs and pay for their rent and pay for some of their books and tuition. And balancing that with taking a full-time load of 12 or 15 hours.
The Peoria Democrat introduced the bill in October and says he plans to pick it up in the spring. The next legislative session starts on January 16th. I'm Emily Hayes.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how a Chicago teenager is feeling after attending the UN Climate Summit in Dubai. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The Conference of Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, known worldwide as COP, is where the world's big climate deals happen. It was in Dubai this past December. 6 Chicago-area high school students got the chance to take part in the historic conference and watch world leaders tackle climate change. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco sat down with one of them and has this story.
Danica's son just finished finals. One in linear calculus, another in political theory.
It's just been a constant, nonstop of COP, school, okay, finals, now back home. And now I'm finally going to get to catch up on some sleep.
Sun is a senior at the Illinois Math and Science Academy in Aurora. And on top of finals, she was one of 70,000 people at the COP UN Climate Summit.
Going in, I wasn't sure how big my role would be at COP28, but then once I was there, I realized I can chase after these opportunities to use my voice and to speak up.
The first COP took place in 1995. Since then, the world now agrees that burning more fossil fuels will mean more climate disasters. That's why diplomats from nearly 200 countries attended with this goal, to chart the course of the world's transition away from fossil fuels. That's also why Danica was there.
And I got into these meetings with decision makers and I realized, oh, I'm here in this room where many people are not. So I really have to step it up. I have to make sure I advocate well and clearly for my generation.
But there were moments she wasn't so sure.
It's like, oh, was this youth washing, which is where people meet with youth just to say, oh, we included youth, but they don't actually take our words to heart? Or will they actually take action and listen to our words?
Even so, she tells me she was psyched to be there. This was the year that delegates approved the global stocktake. Think of it as a worldwide gut check of how countries are progressing towards climate goals, and then what has to come next.
It was historic to have language on fossil fuels in the global stocktake. It's something that has never happened before at a COP, but it was disappointing because it's not what we wanted. It's not what's needed to ensure my generation has a safe future to grow old in.
In the end, leaders went with pared down language. They chose to transition away from fossil fuels instead of phasing them out, leaving some wiggle room for the dirty fuels, a big disappointment for Sun. This was also the year that the Loss and Damages Fund came online. This is a major pot of money that countries already suffering from the impacts of climate change can turn to for relief. Sun wishes she could be happier about it.
So it was really disappointing to see my country, the country that I'm representing at COP28, take such an insignificant position in the fund and to not be stepping up to the extent that we should be.
Of the world's largest economies, the U.S. contributed the least amount of money, just over $17 million. That's compared to $245 million from the EU and $100 million from Germany.
It's important to celebrate these successes and acknowledge that progress was made, but it is not enough, and I think it's important that the public knows it is not enough.
Sitting in her family's living room today, Sun says she left Dubai somewhat disappointed. But that's not new. That's part of what keeps her going. But for now, she can finally relax. It's been a long month, and she wants to catch up on some of that sleep and ace those finals. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
This coverage is made possible through a partnership between WBEZ and GRIST, a nonprofit independent media organization dedicated to telling stories of climate solutions and a just future. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 39 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, contributed by Colin Highslope, Will Bauer, Emily Hayes, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.